here's a story from The World.
In India, Amazon and Netflix both have heavy investments. Thanks to inexpensive internet on smartphones across India, video streaming is booming. Just as here, that's created an exciting new era of film and TV. Complaints from police, though, and a slew of new government regulations over content have filmmakers concerned that their newfound creativity will soon be curtailed. From Kolkata, Sandeep Roy reports.
In 2018, Netflix released Sacred Games, its first India original made in Hindi based on an English novel. It's about a gangster who tells a cop he has just 25 days to save Mumbai.
25 din hai, bacha lena apne sher ko.
It was a game changer, Indian filmmaker Hansal Mehta remembers.
The prospect of being able to tell stories that don't necessarily fit into a mainstream Indian cinema format.
The streaming platforms offered an escape from the tyranny of opening weekend box office numbers and strict censorship rules. Sacred Games took on religion, sexuality, politics, gender more frankly. It felt more real, more adult. Other series followed suit: sports dramas, spy thrillers, Made in Heaven, a series about big fat Indian weddings with a gay lead.
They say marriages are made in heaven, but on the ground, the reality is slightly different.
It seemed like a match made in heaven between the likes of Amazon and Netflix, anxious to reach the huge Indian market, and storytellers like Mehta.
Suddenly you felt that maybe we can make a Breaking Bad kind of show here.
That brief spring of content might be ending. Online news outlets and streaming platforms are coming under the Indian Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The government says print and cinema are regulated. Streaming platforms need to be monitored too. Salil Tripathi is the author of Offense, The Hindu Gaze, a book on freedom of expression. He says this is an old debate dating back to the First Amendment to the Indian Constitution in the 1950s.
Unlike the American one, this one actually imposes restrictions on media.
It did so in the name of preserving harmony in a very diverse country. For example, in 1988, it banned the import of Salman Rushdie's satanic verses because Muslim groups protested. Since then, Tripathi says all kinds of books and films have faced bans from all quarters.
I can't think of any political party which has not banned something in India.
Not just books and films, also advertising. Recently, an ad for a jewelry company showing a Hindu-Muslim couple infuriated some people so much the company pulled it. Best-selling writer and advertising professional Anuja Chauhan says the apology sent out the wrong message.
If you're not going to keep your ad out there, they don't make your ad. Yeah. It's terrible because it does more of an injustice to the cause. It's the same thing now Amazon is doing, grovelling all over the place or making Tandav.
Tandav is a political thriller from Amazon Prime. Some politicians said it had hurt Hindu sentiments with comments about the god Shiva and caste. It had 10 complaints filed against it in half a dozen states. A high court judge opined filmmakers seem to take license with Hindu gods in a way they do not with Jesus or the prophet Muhammad. It is true, in India, an insensitive Facebook post can trigger deadly riots. The government says the new streaming rules will actually help by creating clear standards. Ravi Shankar Prasad is the Minister for Law and Electronics and Information Technology. He told a press conference that platforms need a mechanism to respond to viewer grievances.
Who shall register the grievance within 24 hours and disposal in 15 days.
If there are complaints about exploiting women through sex and nudity, they will have 24 hours to act.
This particular provision is designed to respect the dignity of the women of India.
Meanwhile, a children's rights body wants the series Bombay Begums taken off for its portrayal of minors and sex and drugs. A complaint was filed against the social saga A Suitable Boy, asking if a kissing scene was filmed inside a temple. Author Salil Tripathi says It's not that people don't have the right to be offended.
The simplest solution, right? If you don't like something, don't watch it, don't read it, campaign against it, write a better book.
Instead, there can be a court case that drags on for years. A film set can be vandalized. A comedian can find himself in lockup for a joke he didn't even make. That, Tripathi says, can have a chilling effect for future projects. Hansal Mehta understands this threat too well. 20 years ago, a line in one of his films upset a political party. He says it was blown up out of context, but he was roughed up and his face smeared with black ink.
I know that something within me completely died. As a creative person, I died a slow death.
It took him 11 years to make another film, this time about a human rights lawyer named Shahid, who faces threats for the work he does.
When Shahid's face is blackened outside the court, it is an autobiographical moment. It was me.
But he says writers always find ways to tell stories. He has made offbeat films since then that have dealt with controversial real-life stories. The human rights of terror suspects, a gay professor facing blackmail, a stock market scam. Streaming has given these films a whole new lease of life.
It has opened up a world of possibilities for us as filmmakers, as storytellers. It has given us our audience.
That's why he remains optimistic about the future of streaming in India and is willing to test out its new guidelines. For The World, this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.